His real name in the time of Jahiliyyah was Abdul Shams. Abd means servant, Shams means son. When he accepted Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the name of Abdul Rahman. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two most beloved names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. He accepted Islam in the 7th year of Hijri. That means 7 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, just before Khaybar took place, or whilst Khaybar was taking place, Fateh Khaybar, he accepted Islam, he joined in Khaybar. Why are we mentioning this specifically? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on the 11th year. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 4 years only. But in these 4 years, the amount of knowledge he acquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amount of ahadith he narrates, he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is remarkable. When he accepted Islam, very similar to Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, his mother was not a Muslim, and he continued giving her dawah to Islam, but every time he gave a dawah, she refused. He tried desperately many times. But one occasion, when he called her to Islam, she used some very terrible words, insulting words against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he could not take this. So he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying. He says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love my mother so much. I'm inviting her to Islam. And every time I invite her to Islam, she refused. But this morning, I could not tolerate it because she used some terrible language and insulting remarks against you." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his hand. He says, "Allahumma hdi umma Abi Huraira. Wallah, give hidayat to the mother of Abu Huraira." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala goes back. He goes home. He knocks on the door. He can hear his mother is taking a bath, shower. She tells him, "No, wait outside." He waits. After some time, she comes out. She has torn her clothes. And when he sees her, immediately she recites the kalima, "La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah." Now this is the power, the effect of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When his mother embraces Islam, remember just now he was crying, now he is overjoyed. He comes running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he's crying out of rejoicement. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, Allah has answered your dua, Allah has answered your dua." And then he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes a request, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the makhluk love myself and my mother a lot." So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua for him and his mother, "Oh Allah, make them beloved to your makhluk. Make the people love Abu Huraira and his mother." So he says after that, he mentioned to some person, he says, "I take a qasam in Allah, whoever has seen me or who has heard of me, then immediately he begins to love me." Today also, we have not seen Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, but just his name, and we already have some muhabbat for him. We have heard previously also Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, real name Abdul Rahman, the other opinions also. But because he had a kitten which he put into his sleeve of his kurta, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw something. "What is that?" He says, "Ya Rasulullah, it is a cat, a kitten." So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya Aba Hir, O father of kittens." From that day, he became famously known as Abu Huraira. He used to cling onto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, you will find Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala with him. All the time he would spend in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From all the Sahaba, he seems to have spent the most time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says himself, people then began to say that Abu Huraira is quoting so many ahadith, narrating ahadith. Remember, when a person quotes a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has to be very, very careful. Because there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem said, من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Whoever deliberately make attribute something to me which is incorrect, false. He fabricates something. He says that Rasulullah said this, whereas Nabi Kareem did not say such a thing. Then such a person must prepare his abode in Jahannam. Therefore, when a person quotes a hadith, he has to be very, very careful. That is why you will find when most people quote a hadith, then in the end, what do they say? Oh, kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That means, out of caution, they are saying that this is what Rasulullah said. Oh, it is as though Nabi Kareem said this. Just to be cautious. Nevertheless, he narrated ahadith and he says, he gave the reason why I quoted so many ahadith. He says, when the Ansar and Muhajirin were all busy in the shops and busy buying and selling and in their jobs, I had no other work but being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whosoever wishes now, he should take his shawl, spread it out, and before I can finish my ahadith, or the moment I finish my speech, my ahadith, then he should fold his shawl again towards him and pull it towards him. Nabi Kareem says, then this person will always remember my ahadith. He will never forget my ahadith. Sayyidina Abu Huraira says, radiallahu ta'ala, immediately I spread my shawl, Nabi Kareem finished his hadith, I pull my shawl back, I pull it towards my heart. He says, from that day Allah gave me such a sound memory that he has quoted, narrated 5,374 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by heart. 5,374. So it was a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with him. And as I mentioned, his only job was to sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever food Rasulullah would give him, he would suffice on that. Few kajurs, that is all. Sometimes some water. There is a narration, he says, once I came out of my house, extremely hungry. I see some people gathering there. So they asked me, what's wrong? I say, I came out at this time because I'm extremely hungry. So they said, we have also left our homes because we are also starving. Let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How lucky they were when they had a problem, they could go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They go knock on the door, Nabi Kareem says, at this time of the day, what's the matter? They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-ju', hunger, we are starving. And their starving was not like our starving. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, call somebody to bring over the tray of kajurs. He gave each person 2 dates each. Whoever was there, each person received 2 kajurs. And he told them to eat. So they all ate the kajurs. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu ate one only. The other one he put in his pocket. Nabi Kareem saw that. He said, Abu Huraira, why did you do this? He said, oh Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I kept this one kajur for my mother. She is also hungry. Nabi Kareem told him, kulha, eat it. And I will give you 2 more kajurs for your mother also. Now these 2 kajurs for us, it seems just 2 kajurs, 2 dates, what is going to happen? It's not going to suffer. But when Rasulullah gives with his Mubarak hands, then you'll see so much of barakah, so much of barakah. He gives Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu one day a bag of kajurs, bag of dates. And he tells him, oh Abu Huraira, you keep this. He made dua for barakat. Keep it in your bag. And whenever you wish, just take it out from your bag without removing all the kajurs out and dispersing it. Just put your hand inside and keep on taking out, you will see barakah in it. So he tied this bag around his waist. Whenever he used to travel or go anywhere, whenever he was hungry, open that bag without even looking inside, just take out some kajur and eat. It never became finished. It remained with him all the time until when Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu was assassinated and killed, he says, suddenly that kajur bag disappeared. He used to be so hungry, that he used to fall unconscious between the mimbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the house of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. People used to think that he's gone insane. Because in those times, the person is lying on the floor, either he's a mad person or something is wrong with him. So they should come and put their foot on him to see what's wrong. He says, Wallah, ma bi junoon, I was not insane. He said, it was only starvation that made me collapse. There was nothing to eat. He says, one day I was in this condition, and I see Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu coming. He was leaving the masjid and going towards his home. So for no reason, besides the fact that I was hungry, I just went to him. I said, Abu Bakr, I've got a question to ask you. He says, I knew the answer very well. It wasn't that I did not know the answer. I just went to make a conversation with him. I asked him a question. I walked with him to his house. He gave me the answer. He made salam. He entered his house. I thought he will see my condition and give me something to eat. But he went to me. Then I saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. I did the same thing with him. He also gave me the answer and he went to his house. And I knew that answer very well. In fact, he says, I knew better than they knew it even. Finally, I'm in this condition. And my beloved Rasulullah sees me. He says, Abu Hurairah, with a smile on his face. He knew exactly what it was. He says, come, let's go. He takes me home. He gives me a bowl of milk. And now I thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to give me this bowl of milk to drink. He says, Abu Hurairah, give it to the Ashab al-Sufa. Go and give each person from the Ashab al-Sufa. He says, when I took the bowl of milk, I felt, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am dying out of hunger. I must give the Ashab al-Sufa one bowl of milk. There were many people on Ashab al-Sufa, plus minus 70 times, there were 100, 200, 300. So I go there, very grieved. I give the first person, he drinks, passed on the second, third, fourth, it carries on like this. But I have no hopes that I'm going to get any milk. Finally, when everybody finished, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at me, and then he says, Ma baqitu illa ana wa anta. Ma baqiya illa ana wa anta. Only both of us remain now. Abu Huraira, you drink. Ya Rasulullah, how can I drink before you? Abu Huraira, drink. So he said, I drank. He said, drink again. He said, I drank again to my full. Nabiya Kareem says, drink again, Abu Huraira. He said, I drank and drank. I could drink no more. Then I passed on to the milk to Rasulullah, and then he drank. One bowl of milk sufficed all of us. This was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, if you want to know his taqwa and how he used to cry, it is mentioned. Person came to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, who was the Khalifa at that time. He told Sayyidina Muawiyah, I went to the masjid and I saw Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. He was narrating a hadith to some people around him. And he would begin like this, Haddathani Khalili Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say, my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this hadith to me, and then he would burst out crying. Again he would try, say, Haddathani Khalili Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would burst out crying. This was a love and ishq he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he could just by taking the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would cry. He couldn't even continue his ahadith. This was the love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to cry. The amount of tasbihat he should recite daily amounts to 12,000 tasbih. Every day he should read. One person says, I stayed by him for 7 days. And I used to see every night that he would divide the night into 3 portions. Between himself, his wife, and his khadim. He used to be awake, then they used to be sleeping. Then when his 1/3 finishes, he wakes his wife up. Then his khadim are sleeping. She finishes her portion of the night, and she wakes up the khadim. Like this, the entire night is spent in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the house of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. These were sahaba, every night, every day was like Ramadan for them. Every night, every day. May Allah ta'ala give us these type of qualities. Otherwise, these are all qissas, kahanis, just for making ourselves happy for a few moments. We close the kitab, and that's the end of it. Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of emulating the sahaba, love the sahaba. He passed away, and he's very, he passed even Aqiq. We mentioned the other year also another Sahabi passed even Aqiq, and he was brought to Madina Munawwara in the time of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. He was 78 years old at that time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the haqiqat of whatever we recited and help us to become like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. We recite first the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 53 in this kitab here. Page 53. Those who don't have the kitab, no problem, just listen. Whoever memorizes these 99 names, then he shall enter paradise. وَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That each name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an effect. And they are extremely powerful. Very, very, very powerful. The name Allah alone, Ismu Zat. I just mentioned one incident, inshallah, tonight, Saturday. And I have full confidence that you have come here to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the story of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayh. He was sleeping in his palace and he heard somebody on the roof. He said, "What are you doing this part of the night?" He said, "I'm looking for my horse." He said, "You've gone mad, you're looking for your horse above the roof this part of the night." He said, "Ibrahim bin Adham, then you in your cozy bed, you're looking for Allah like this? Get up and go seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So we shouldn't look down upon any person who's not here. We don't know who's making ibadat way. One great buzuk and his son. There were many people in the masjid. He woke up, both of them made tahajjud salat. And the son, as he was passing by, told his father, "All these people are fast asleep. When are the tahajjud namaz?" His father said, "Then you should rather be sleeping instead of reading tahajjud salat and making ghibat about these people. Tahajjud is not fard, but ghibat is haram. It is better that you should have been sleeping rather than talking ill of some person. You make dua, Allah accept every person's ibadat. Perhaps somebody is sleeping now, they'll wake up later on in the morning. But we should make some sacrifice tonight, inshallah. We do not know when that hour, when that moment, when that second will be, and it just clicks. And suddenly you see everything changing. You will cry and cry and cry. You will not know why you are crying. And that is the time when Allah Ta'ala changes the condition, changes the heart. No matter how filthy we may be, how bad we may be, how evil we may be. But if Allah wants us, then no person can put a stop to it. Millions of people who were drunkards, drug addicts, live a sinful life of zina and filth. Suddenly, something happened. And the something wasn't very great. Simple thing. Just a small, maybe one small, simple thing happened to them in their life. Changed their entire life. They began to cry. They became walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because somebody just without making any noise or hurting any child, just check if those youngsters are not playing around the masjid. They don't have any complaints and disturbance. There are some people loitering outside, one parent at least, without shouting any person, without hurting any person. With kind words, encourage them from outside down the stairs this side. Let them also be part of it, otherwise they can relax and sleep. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion he was coming back from one jihad. Sahaba settled down and he found a spot under a tree, whilst other Sahaba found their different spots. Whilst he was asleep, suddenly an enemy comes and the sword of Rasulullah was hanging on the tree. This enemy grabs the sword, wakes Rasulullah up, points the sword towards him and says, "May yamna'uka minni al-an." "Oh Muhammad, who is going to prevent you now from me? I'm going to kill you now." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah, Ismu Zat, the name of Allah." He just said, "Allah." And that non-Muslim, the kafir, mushrik, his hands began to tremble. The sword of Rasulullah fell from his hand. Nabiya Kareem grabbed it. Now asked him, "May yamna'uka minni al-an?" Now who'll save you? He says, "Yeah, oh Muhammad, you're such a nice person and you are so kind. Please forgive, I beg your forgiveness. Rasulullah forgave. He said, go. Now this is the power of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our hearts are purified and clean, then it will have a greater effect. Even in our own condition, the name of Allah has a very powerful effect. And even all these beautiful names, each name, you go to many, sometimes you go to some awliya or some person has got some problem, they'll give you some of these asma to read. Sometimes it is for some financial problem or some domestic problem. But inshallah, we should make it our habit to read all these 99 names every day for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's love and ishq. And our other problems also become solved, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَٰنُ الرَّحِيمُ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ الْغَفَّارُ الْقَهَّارُ الْوَهَّابُ الرَّزَّاقُ الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنعم المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام الرب المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المعطي المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور.
استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه. When you make استغفار, then picture now with your eyes closed. Do not worry about any person watching us now. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching us. Have that full dhyan concentration when you're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not anything distract our attention now. Our mind must be focused, our heart must be focused. Tawajjuh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst making istighfar. And imagine all that filth in our heart is being washed away completely. And our heart is becoming completely clean and pure. And we're feeling so light and so happy. Have yaqeen in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever reads astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh, then no matter how much of sins he has committed, even if it is equivalent to the foams of the seas of the world, then too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him completely.
Astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Full devotion, concentration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, Utlubni tajidni, look for me, search for me, you will find me, my banda, you will find me. If you found me, you found everything. If you lost me, you lost everything. We are making the dhikr of Allah in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just think, illallah. Just to get the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feel as though the answer has come. And we're saying, Allah, as though we're hearing a voice saying, you have found me, my banda, you have found me.
Illallah, 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 illallah,
la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 child that is crying to his mother, Ammi, 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 begging the mother, crying and crying like that. From the bottom of its heart, the child cries, Ammi, Ammi, pleading. Then suddenly the mother looks at the child with a merciful glance. at the call of Allah. Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Naziri, Allah, Ma'i. الله حاضري الله ناظري الله معي الله 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sallallahu ala an-nabiyil ummi 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 وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي
وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أعلم. Oh my Allah, we have recited your beautiful names, Ya Allah. We have made your dhikr, Allah. Such sweetness, such lazzat and halawat in your name, Ya Allah. You have got the most beautiful of names, Ya Allah. There is no person in the world who has got a name like yours, my Allah. No person in the world. There's so much of peace and tranquility in your name. Oh, my beloved Allah, when we take your name, then we feel so calm, so full of happiness, my Allah. All our worries, depression, everything just vanishes, my Allah. We just feel like sitting in one corner, in a dark corner, and closing ourselves up and taking your name, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, in seclusion, just with you, my Allah, in communion with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the night can go past. Oh, my Allah. But just to be with you, my Allah. Taking your name and glorifying and hymning your name, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. You have given us a little bit of realization, my Allah. That we have wasted our lives. Oh, my Allah. In sin, in transgression. We have forgotten that we are supposed to be coming towards you and loving you, my Allah. We have not realized what it means to become your beloved, my Allah. We have not realized this. We have not tasted it, my Allah. Oh Allah, give us that taste. Give us the reality of becoming your true Aashiqeen, my Allah. We must really love you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, and you must love us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you must love every one of us sitting here, my Allah. Oh my Allah, tonight again is an odd night. We are in search of you in all the nights, ya Allah. With your fazal, your karam, your tawfiq, Ya Allah. You helped us to sit from the beginning of the last 10 nights, Ya Allah. The odd nights, even nights. But we searched, Ya Allah, in the odd nights for Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Tonight again is such a beautiful night. Ya Allah, even though that there may be fireworks outside, but that does not affect us one bit, Ya Allah. The night seems to be so still and so beautiful, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. If you have not blessed us with Laylatul Qadr as yet, my Allah, then make tonight be Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are tired, Ya Allah. We are tired of committing sins upon sins upon sins, my Allah. So many sins, Ya Allah, we cannot even count those sins. We cannot even recall those sins we committed, my Allah. Our backs have become heavy, Ya Allah. The load is too heavy to carry now, my Allah. How then are we going to carry it on the day of Qiyamah? When no other person can help us. You have mentioned in your Quran and Majeed, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No person shall carry the burden of any person else. A father cannot help his son, husband cannot help his wife, a child cannot help his parents, an ustad cannot help his pupil, a sheikh cannot even help his murid. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He called his beloved aunt Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he told them to do good deeds in this world. He may be their father and nephew. But on the day of Qiyamah, each person has to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their own amal. Yes, my Allah, you will grant, O beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercession, shafaat, Ya Allah. But we have to stand first with our own amal, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the shafaat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my most beloved Allah, my Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, you are so beautiful. You are Ghafoor Rahim. Oh my Allah, you have given us so many things. We cannot complain, Ya Allah. None of us can complain, my Allah. You have given us everything that we require. Yes, my Allah, you test us now and then. There are some things that we will lose, and Ya Allah, it is out of a test, imtihan from your side. Oh my Allah, but we just complain and complain and complain all our lives. We forget the millions and billions of ni'mat you have showered upon us. Ya Allah, you are so kind. Even in the wombs of our mothers, you provided for us. Ya Allah, you give us such beautiful parents. You give us such beautiful homes and food and everything. Ya Allah, you have given us health. Ya Allah, but we do not use this ni'mat to come close to you, my Allah. Instead, we are using these ni'mat to go distant away from you. Far and far away from you. Our hearts have become so heavy and heavy and heavy. Oh, my Allah, we perform ibadat, but it has just become a habit. We are just going up and down. We are just opening the Quran, but we are not getting any enjoyment. We make some dhikr, but no enjoyment. We go for Hajj and Umrah, there is no enjoyment. Oh, my Allah, you have snatched away that lazzat from our hearts, Ya Allah, of your munajat, of your ibadat. Oh, my Allah, put into our hearts the taste of your love, the taste of your communion, of your munajat, supplication, and talking to you, my Allah. Because you are the only person who can listen to the cry and the plea of the one who is distressed, the one who is in depression, the one who is in pain, the one who is in suffering. Oh my Allah, the worst of worst, the worst of sinners, even when he is in pain and he holds his back, Ya Allah, whose name does he take? He says, Allah, Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my most Kareem Allah, tonight, oh my Allah, we beg you. We beg you, Ya Allah. Look at our faces, our hands, my Allah. We are empty handed, our hearts are empty, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are knocking at your door. You brought us here, Ya Allah. We thank you for this, my Allah. We make shukr to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, after you brought us to your house, you are not going to send us empty handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is impossible. Ya Allah, that you are going to send us empty handed. You are going to forgive us. And you are going to become pleased with us tonight. Oh, my Allah, look at us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. One glance of your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you've got billions and billions of creation and makhluk. You don't need us one bit, my Allah. You don't need anybody. Oh, my Allah. Those pupils in that class, if they're looking at the teacher, and then one pupil who needs the teacher's attention, he has done wrong. He never paid attention to the teacher. He disobeyed the teacher. He never did his work properly. And now when the teacher is talking very happily to all the pupils, and if the teacher ignores the child is desperate now. The child looks, tries to get the attention of the teacher, raises his hand. He says, ma'am, or sir, or ustad, or apa. He raises his hand, but the teacher just ignores him as though he does not exist. How the child feels. How that pupil feels. But oh Allah, if the teacher suddenly smiles at the child, the eid of the child comes away, my Allah. Oh my Allah, if you wish, you can look at any person else besides us. But my Allah, we got nobody else to look at. Our tawajjuh and focus is only on you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody else we are going towards, Ya Allah. We are not sitting in any church or temple or any other place, my Allah. Ya Allah, at your darbar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to your doorstep, Ya Allah. We have climbed the stairs to your home, Ya Allah. We are sitting on the doorstep, Ya Allah. Patiently, we are waiting for our turn, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, when you open your doors of mercy, and when you let in, Ya Allah, all your favorite ones and all those who you have forgiven, include us also, my Allah. Do not chase us away, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not chase us away, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, dog also, Ya Allah. If it wants a bone, it goes to a person, to one butcher. And the butcher chases the dog away, it goes to another butcher. And if it is chased again to a third and fourth, it tries and tries until it gets its bone. Oh my Allah, we've got no Allah besides you. La ilaha illa anta.
Oh my Allah, there is no other ilah. There is no other person we can go to. If there is any other person, you would have shown us. Ya Allah, you have not created any other partners, my Allah. Tu ahad hai, tu samad hai, tu qadir hai, muqtadir hai. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, we beg you tonight. The 29th night is almost finished, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the 29th night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, now that you have brought us to your masjid, our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, our hands are raised, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, that one nigah karam, that one merciful glance. Ya Allah, one merciful glance. We have to just make you happy, my Allah. Tu razi banja, tu razi banja. Razi banja, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, announce now. Ya Allah, we cannot hear, but announce, my Allah. Ya Allah, elan kar de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, aaj elan kar de. Is waqt elan kar de. Is ghari mein, is saat mein, is lamha mein, is second mein, my Allah. Tu Jibreel ko bula kar, elan kar de. Eh, Jibreel, mujhe in bandu se muhabbat hai. Mere mahboobin mein se hai. Ya Allah, please, my Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you, my Allah. Tell Jibreel that you love us. Ya Allah, tell Jibreel, salatu salam, that you love us. So that he can go to the sky and tell all the people of the sky, all the other angels, that Allah loves those bandas sitting in that masjid tonight in Masjid An-Nur with their hands raised and their mothers and sisters and wives are listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, that you have chosen them as your mahbub, makbul bandas. No person can intervene. No person can become an obstacle now. When you have made elan, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, you announce, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, tell Jibreel to go to the skies and tell all the other angels that Allah loves those banda. And he loves them and all of them also begin to love us, my Allah. And then even in the earth and the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all your makhluk love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, makbuleen, mahbubeen mein se bana de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ek nigaah karam, ya Allah. Ek hi nigaah karam. Just that one merciful glance. Our work will be done, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will be happy with us. We will become so happy, my Allah. Our enemy, your enemy, Shaitan, will become naraz, my Allah. If you're not going to forgive us, what is going to happen, my Allah? Oh, my Allah, it is impossible that you don't assist us. It is impossible that you let us down, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not like that, my Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran, you are Nasir. You are Nasir. Tu madadgar hai. You are the helper. You are the one who comes to a person's assistance. Especially when he is so desperate, ya Allah. When he requires you the most, at that time, you show him your mercy and your assistance. Unlike Shaitan, whom you have mentioned in the Quran, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Shaitan is such that he does not help any person, especially at the time of want and need. That is the time when Shaitan will let him down the most. Oh my Allah, you have shown us how Shaitan, he deceives and he is so useless, he cannot assist any person. Shaitan promises many things. On the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? Oh Allah, you have mentioned in the 13 juz of the Holy Quran, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Oh Allah, when the matter will be decided, when you send the Jannatis into Jannat and the Jahannamis to Jahannam, then Shaitan will stand up and say, he will address the Jahannamis and then he will say, now he'll speak the truth. When everything is over, when the matter has been decided, when you have given the decision, now Shaitan stands up and he will say that Allah has spoken the truth. Allah has promised you and Allah has kept to His promise. I promised you also, but I broke my promise. I lied to you. I deceived you. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Shaitan will then say, I didn't force you. I just invited you. I didn't hold you by your collar. I didn't force you at gunpoint. Why did you follow me? Now don't blame me, blame yourself. I cannot assist you. Ya Allah, you have mentioned clearly in the Quran Majeed, the Shaitan will not be able to assist one bit. Oh my Allah. Therefore we are turning only to you. Because you are the helper in the dunya. You are the helper in the qabr. You are the helper in hashr. You are the helper on the day of qiyamah. You are the helper in the akhirat. You are our Allah. You have mentioned the mu'mineen have a mawla. You are our mawla. You are our aqa. You are our sardar. Ya Allah, you are our data. You are our khaliq, raziq. Oh, my Allah, you provide for us. You are the nourisher, the cherisher, the sustainer, the one who cares for us, the one who showers us with his mercy, with his compassion, with his love, the one who is so generous. Oh, my Allah, we can go on and on enumerating your beautiful names and sifat. But my Allah, we have come here tonight. All of us sitting here tonight, my Allah. Tonight and this odd night, if you are not going to forgive us, my Allah, then what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Allah, you show us. Tubata, Ya Allah, you show us. We've got no other place. We've got nothing. We will be finished. We will be doomed. We will cry and cry and cry, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have created us. We are makhluk. We are your makhluk, Ya Allah. You have created us. You have sent us into this world to produce good amal. But Ya Allah, we're trying and we're failing, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Now we need this Ramadan, Ya Allah, the Ramadan of the past. We made mistakes, Ya Allah. We promised you. We broke our promises. We did not realize what it means to become close to you. What it means to have iman in amal saliha. What is our object and aim in this life? We have not realized previously, Ya Allah, that we are only in this world for 1 or 2 days. For a matter of a few days or months or years. And then we are going to perish. We are going to be finished. And then there'll be qabr and hashar. And we have to come back to you. We are not going to take anything of this dunya into the qabr. Nothing at all, my Allah. We have realized it now. Ya Allah, we can be whoever we may be. We can have what type of education and knowledge, my Allah. Millionaires and billionaires, Ya Allah. But we cannot take even half a cent into the qabr with us. Absolutely nothing. And it cannot even help us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, the only thing that will come. 3 things will follow us to our qabr. Our a'mal saliha. Our family members. Oh, Allah, and our wealth. 2 things will return, 1 thing will remain behind. Our family and our wealth will come back. And only our a'mal will come in the qabr with us. Ya Allah, what are we going to do in the qabr then? Oh, my Allah, help us, help us, help us, my Allah. Give us hidayat. We want that hidayat. We want to change, my Allah. You know, Ya Allah, how we want to change. But we don't have that himmat. We're falling, we're failing miserably, Ya Allah. We get attracted by different things, my Allah. Ya Allah, our iman is so weak, Ya Allah. We worry what our friends are going to say. We worry about what our business partners will say. Ya Allah, those who are your enemies, we worry what they are going to say. We have not realized, my Allah, that we have to face you, my Allah. And this dunya is just temporary. Akhirat is forever and ever. All the enjoyment, all the real comfort is in the akhirat. Allah grant us, bestow upon us the ni'mat of the akhirat. The beautiful ni'mat, the happiness, Ya Allah. The pleasure, the comfort, the hur-e-een, the palaces, the food of Jannat, the rivers of Jannat. Oh, my Allah, the breeze of Jannat. The trees of Jannat, the birds of Jannat. Ya Allah, so many ni'mat of Jannat. And that occasion, that momentous occasion, that climax, Ya Allah, when the Jannatis will be enjoying and being busy in the ni'mats. Oh, my Allah, like a child who has got some sweet in a packet and is enjoying and relishing all the different type of sweets. And suddenly the father brings a big slab of chocolate. He leaves all the other candies. And now he jumps with that slab of chocolate. His mind is only on that beautiful slab. Oh, my Allah. When the Jannatis will be enjoying the bounties. And suddenly they see Noor above them. And when they will glance up, Ya Allah, you will remove your parda. That barrier between us and you, my Allah. And then we will see you, my Allah. What an occasion, Ya Allah. What an occasion. Do not make us mahjoob. Do not make us mahjoob of that time, Ya Allah. Do not make it such that we will be deprived of that occasion, Ya Allah. Grant us your full pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, your razamandi, Ya Allah. You give us, declare your razamandi upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, har qadam tu rehnumai farma. Hum to bohat kamzor hai, hum nalaiq hai, hum to aajiz hai, faqir hai, Ya Allah. Tu ghani hai. Tere paas sab kuch hai, humare paas kuch nahi hai. Ya Allah, kuch nahi hai. Hum to faqir hai, bikhari hai. Ya Allah, hum to bheek mang rahe hai tujhse. Ya Allah, is mubarak raat mein, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Faqiruka bi babik. Ubayduka bi finaik. Wasailuka bi finaik. La ilaha illallah al-halimul kareem. Subhanallah rabbil arshil azim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik. وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم إني أسألك بأنك أنت الله أمي الله أمي الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من فاس باي الصحابي. And he heard the Sahabi making the following dua. Allah. Rasulullah then said to the Sahabi, in this dua you have made, you have taken the Ismi Azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a name that Allah will guarantee answer your duas. Oh may Allah, we have learned it in the kitabs. You alone know best what is your Ismi Azam. Ya Allah, we are making the same dua tonight, Ya Allah. In this very moment now, Ya Allah, with the hands raised towards you, my Allah. And you know, Allah, whatever our ambitions, our desires, our taqazas are, fulfill all our jais, murad, and needs. Every jais, murad, and need, and desire tonight, my Allah. Especially of these brothers sitting here, ya Allah. Especially of these brothers, ya Allah. They have sacrificed, my Allah. They are not complaining, ya Allah. They are not mourning and groaning because they have come with one reason, ya Allah. We need you, my Allah. We all need you, Ya Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka anta Allah. La ilaha illa anta al-ahadu al-samadu al-ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif lam mim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyuh. وعنت الوجوه الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه الحي القيوم اللهم إني أسألك بأنك أنت الله اللهم إني أسألك بأنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد يا الله we beseech you my Allah with all your good names my Allah with your ismi azam that you know very well يا الله with that name of yours that when a banda takes that name, all his duas are answered, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we take tonight that Ismi Azam, which you know, which is in your knowledge, which we are unaware of, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us our duas. Accept our duas. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Sar se pair tak hum gunaah mein mulawwas hai. Hum gunaah karte karte hum thak gaye ab ya Allah. Ab tu khalasi ata farma. Chutkara naseeb farma. Ya Allah hamare gardane chura de. Jahannam ki aag se gardane chura de. Gardane chura de. Aatiq riqabana minan nar. Ajirna minan nar. Ajirna minan nar. Ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ajirna minan nar. أجرنا من النار الله يا 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 الله بچہ پکارتے اپنی امی کو ماں کہتا ہے ماں 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 وہ روتا ہے جب تک کہ ماں سنتا نہیں سنتی نہیں وہ تو روتا روتا ہے میں اللہ یا اللہ اے میرے اللہ ہم بھی روتے ہیں آج ہم ماں کے پاس نہیں جاتے ہیں ابا کے پاس نہیں جاتے ہم ہمارے اللہ کے پاس پکار رہے اللہ کو مانگ رہے اے میرے اللہ آج تو عطا فرما اس وقت عطا فرما سب کو اولیاء صدیقین میں سے بنا یا اللہ سب کو معاف کر دے سب کو بخش دے لیلۃ القدر نصیب فرما یا اللہ this moment make us feel that we have good your قرب your love یا اللہ you are announcing to us I love you Make us feel in our heart, Ya Allah, that you have sent your tajalli into what? Your noor into what? Ya Allah, tu aja! Aja, Ya Allah! Ya Allah, become ours, Ya Allah! Ab tu hamara banja! Hame tera bana le! Ya Allah, become ours, Ya Allah! Ya Allah, we don't want anything else, Ya Allah! You become ours, Ya Allah! Forgive our sins, Ya Allah! If you become ours, we've got dunya and akhirat, we've got everything, we don't need anything else, Ya Allah! Ya Allah! ہم تو مسلمان ہیں, ہم تو مؤمنین ہیں. Ya Allah, you give us iman in Islam, we make shukr upon that. Oh my Allah, the days of Ramadan are finished. Ramadan is saying alwida to us. It is gone, my Allah. Ramadan, we do not know if we see Ramadan again in our life, my Allah. Tonight also, if there was a janazah, Ya Allah, in our own locality, right near the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant that person Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, grant that marhum Jannatul Firdaus. Unko bakhsh de, unki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, grant his wife Sabr Jameel, my Allah. Grant him Sabr Jameel, Ya Allah. His family members grant him Sabr Jameel, Ya Allah. Itna khush naseeb, Ya Allah. He passed away in the month of Ramadan. Oh, my Allah. Grant us also a Mubarak Mos, Ya Allah. In such a condition that we are obedient to you. You are happy with us. We are happy with you, my Allah. Whilst we are in sajda, whilst we are fasting, my Allah, in front of your Atim, Hajar Aswad, in your Baytullah, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, in Masjid Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant a shahadat in Medina. Ya Allah, give us khatim wa imhan. Ya Allah, make us be buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. In Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, with Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala, and the Ahlul Baqi, Ya Allah. Then they will wait for the people of Ma'ala, Ya Allah, from Makkah. People from Mu'alla will come, Ya Allah. And Rasulullah SAW will take both these people, the inmates of Baqi and Jannatul Mu'alla. Ya Allah, they are so lucky, Ya Allah. Make us be among them, Ya Allah. Otherwise, what hopes have we got, my Allah? What hopes have we got, Ya Allah? Tu bata, Ya Allah. You gave us ilm, knowledge, my Allah. We don't even practice according to our knowledge. Ya Allah, hamari grief na ho, hamari pakar na ho. Ya Allah, don't question us, my Allah. Don't seize us on account of our sins, Ya Allah. Help us, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to throw away that filthy television from our home, Ya Allah. It is not going to bring barakat in our lives and our homes. It is only going to bring azab and misery and suffering. We will not understand why our wives are not obedient to us. We will not understand why our children are not being kind to us and why they are harming us. We will not understand why there are so many problems in the business and why things are not happening good. Ya Allah, perhaps we are reading salat and we are trying other things, but the shaitan box we have not taken out of our homes. It is only inviting your wrath and misery. Just that we are blind, we can't see that filth coming into the homes. We cannot see your azab coming there. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah, to take out from our hearts the love of the dunya that we have. Ya Allah, we require the dunya. Give us that amount of halal, rosy, barakat and rizq, Ya Allah, that will suffice our needs, the needs of our wives and children. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah, for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers are tired, Ya Allah. They have raised their hands are paining. Oh, my Allah, what must I do? We are desperate, my Allah. We want so many things from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked for, grant it to us. Jo nahi manga, jo khair hai hamare liye, wo bhi de de. What we haven't asked, what is good for us, give it to us, Ya Allah. All the nights that went past, Ya Allah, except all our ibadat. Ya Allah, even if we didn't do it with sincerity, my Allah, you forgive us and accept that ibadat, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah. All the tarawih salat, the tilawat of the Quran and Majid, our rozas, zakat we gave, whatever good deeds we did, our zikr azkar, coming to the masjid, raising our hands, crying, my Allah, the duas we made, Durood and Salam we recited upon Nabiya Kareem. So everything accepted, my Allah. Ya Allah, and be happy with us, my Allah. Now after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, make us be mountains of istiqamat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the taqwa that we spoke about, we tried to achieve. Grant us the taqwa before the month of Ramadan goes away. And always make us be muttaqeen. Allah, help us to change our lives. Help us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us. Help us. We want it, my Allah. We want that happiness. We are suffering from gham and hum and fikr and depression, my Allah. There are so many people who got such problems, my Allah. Such problems, ya Allah. Such financial problems, ya Allah, that they are not happy. They are showing a smile to the people. But inside, ya Allah, they are finished, my Allah. You alone know what are their problems, ya Allah. You remove them from their problems completely, ya Allah. Let them not have any bickering, any fight with any family members, ya Allah. Make there be peace and unity, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them muhtaj on any makhluk, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them sufficient happiness, ya Allah. And make them your muti' bandas, ya Allah. Change the condition. Make them realize that this is not going to take us anywhere any longer. Ya Allah, make us from your genuine bandas, ya Allah. Your mukhlisin, your ibadur rahman, ya Allah. People have got some social problems. Husband and wife, there are so many families torn apart, my Allah. So many, so many. Ya Allah, masum children are suffering because their parents are not in talking terms. Parents are divorced. Where the child is going to run to? Sometimes by the mother, sometimes by the father, sometimes by the grandparents, being torn apart, may Allah. How is the child going to grow up to be a good insan then, ya Allah? It is not given the care and love. Oh, my Allah, and then we put filthy thoughts into the child's mind, ya Allah. We brainwash the child and the child does not know which way to go, to the mother or the father. Ya Allah, cause unity among them. Harmony, make them reunite, ya Allah, if they have divorced, ya Allah. If it is possible and it is khair for them, ya Allah, you reunite them. Ya Allah, if you put muhabbat in the heart of the mother for the child, then put muhabbat between husband and wife and amongst your makhluk, ya Allah. Let there not be any, let anybody not have hasad and enmity and harbor malice for any person. Ya Allah, the malice and filth we've got all the time, cleanse it from our, take it out of our hearts, may Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not got any partners, ya Allah, they are in search of a marriage partner. Grant them a pious partner, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them happiness, sukh in their life. Remove the dukh that people are suffering from, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, people who are sick and suffering with cancer and other diseases, ya Allah. Such strange diseases that we have never heard of before, may Allah. Save us and remove the disease from them, ya Allah. Completely, may Allah, completely, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, especially our family members, our parents, father, mother, grandparents, whoever has passed away this Ramadan, previously, whenever they have passed away, ya Allah, make the qabr full of noor, man, full of noor, ya Allah. Those of us whose parents are alive, ya Allah, help us to serve them, ya Allah. We are saying this word, but there is no action, ya Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Make our parents be kind to us also, ya Allah. Make us be kind to them, ya Allah. Make us become a source of the happiness. Not when they see us, they see pain and suffering, ya Allah. Let us not do things that is going to cause them harm and pain and misery. Ya Allah, let not the youngsters take drugs, ya Allah. Let us not become addicts and become drunkards and live a life of misery and filth and gunas and maasi. Ya Allah, Allahumma jannibna al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Ya Allah, whatever the problem is, ya Allah. Tonight, you know what is in the heart of every person here and our mothers and sisters at home and throughout the ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am not aware of what's in the hearts of these brothers. What are their duas, may Allah? I have just sat here. Ya Allah, we are asking you, may Allah, whatever are my problems, ya Allah, you remove it completely. And all these brothers, ya Allah, give us that happiness, give us that afiyat, ya Allah. Nas'aluka shukra ala al-afiyah. Nas'aluka dawam al-afiyah. Tamam al-afiyah. Fi ddini wa dunya wa al-akhirah. Give us salamati, happiness, peace. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, raat, protection. Protect us from all bala, afat, musibat. Protect us from humiliation, ya Allah, in front of our children and family members and society. Protect us from becoming disgrace in this world and in the akhirat, ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirah. Give us good Islamic knowledge. Make us become good Muslims, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us and grant us all our du'as. And especially after the month of Ramadan, make us become pious and good, nek, salih. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا
innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, ghaibin, hazirin, sab ki dua qabul farma, ummat ki maghfirat farma, ummat jo pareshan hal hai pareshani dur farma, jahan bhi ya Allah jo bhi pareshan hal ho uski pareshani dur farma ya Allah. Whatever dua you got, brothers, make it now. Now is the time for acceptance. Cry your hearts out, your Allah is listening to you. Ya Allah, Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين